Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Fall is about to begin, but it's not going to feel like fall anytime too soon. So you just heard in the news the Feds cut the interest rate 0.5%. I mean, that seems like nothing. But when it comes to something like this, it's a big deal. The stock market is up. So I don't see any sign within the next 40 days that we're going to have a 1929-type depression. And that was something else that Donald Trump and his campaign were pushing. We're going to have a 1929-type depression. I don't see any signs of that. I mean, I'm not a financial whiz. I do a terrible job with my own finances, admittedly. But I don't see any signs of that. Do you? Maybe I'm missing something. But I don't see any signs of that at all. And dropping the interest rate, the Fed's cutting the interest rate, that's going to help a lot of people. So this student is in custody. You've heard this in our news, too. Covington High School. We want to inform everybody Police Department at Covington says we want to inform everyone that there's going to be increased police presence at the school, Covington High School, due to a reported social media threat of violence directed toward the school. You know, I guess these are deranged individuals who are just desperately trying to get attention, because you're not going to get away with this. It's too easy to find you. And, you know, I mean, why talk about shooting up a school? Or why talk about creating violence at a school? Again, you know, we need to call out those individuals among us, even the young individuals among us, who are somewhat deranged. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We're talking about a number of things, not the least of which is the idea that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who used to be a spokesperson for Donald Trump, is now governor of Arkansas. She has, out of nowhere, believe me, it wasn't out of nowhere, this was a planned thing, she's bringing back the idea that if you're a woman and you don't have biological kids, you're not a full American. And she criticized Kamala Harris, who has, I think, adopted kids. She criticized Kamala Harris for not having her own biological kids. Or were they stepkids? Are Kamala Harris's kids, are they adopted or stepkids? They're stepkids. Maybe she adopted them. I don't know, but they're stepkids. You know, look, it's really hard to be a step-parent. I was for a brief period in my life, and I was not a good step-parent. It's really, really hard. And that had a lot to do with the fact that, you know, my son wasn't living with me at the time, and I don't want to go into details about that. But I admit, I fell short, but I was kind of undercut by my partner at the time, in many ways. So anyway, I don't want to get into that, but you're a full American if you don't have kids. And there's nothing in our country, the Constitution, there's nothing anywhere that says you have to have kids. So, you know, we're talking about that, and it's important for us to call out those kind of things and not just accept them. And please, even if you're voting for Trump and J.D. Vance, don't accept this idea that you're not a full American if you don't have children. Because as long as we continue to accept those things, they are going to continue to tell us bizarre things. And when I say they, I mean politicians on both sides. Donald Trump had a big town hall last night in one of those important states, Michigan.
Former President Donald Trump made his first public appearance since his second apparent assassination attempt against him. Trump held a town hall in Michigan, moderated by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his former White House press secretary. During the event, he addressed his assassination attempt.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but... what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Trump repeated false claims that Chinese automakers are putting up large factories in Mexico. The GOP presidential nominee is also vowing to slap 200% tariffs on any vehicles made in unbuilt plants and shipped to the United States. He also said that he'll be meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
All right, Kamala Harris did an extended sit-down interview for the second time.
Kamala Harris is condemning Donald Trump's rhetoric about Haitian migrants in Ohio and other topics. In a rare extended interview at the National Association of Black Journalists, the vice president said officials who have a big microphone have a big responsibility, understanding their words have meaning, and Trump's attacks on Springfield migrants are simply lies.
Grounded in some age-old stuff.
The message now?
Let's turn the page and chart a new way forward and say you can't have that microphone again.
2 days after another apparent assassination attempt on Trump.
There are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe.
While she does.
Not everybody has Secret Service.
Harris says she spoke with Trump.
Checked on to see if he was okay.
Trump says he's been shot at because of rhetoric from Harris and President Biden.
I told him what I have said publicly. There's no place for political violence in our country.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You know, we talked about that a lot on the show yesterday. Who is a real threat to democracy? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Kamala Harris? Is Kamala Harris saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy? Is that a legitimate reason to explain the violence and the two alleged assassination attempts against Donald Trump? I mean, one, the bullet hit him, and the other one, the guy never fired the shot, which is, you know, very fortunate, and the president was never in the line of fire for this this individual, and the president wasn't shot at in that second case, which is really good news. But, you know, is that enough to justify or to say that this is what's causing the violence? And didn't Donald Trump and didn't the Republicans also? I mean, a lot of Republicans have called this show and said that Kamala Harris and Democrats are a threat to democracy. I said yesterday, I don't think either one of them are a real threat to democracy, because regardless of who wins, I don't think democracy dies. Republicans in the Senate again killed a bill guaranteed to give access of intro veto fertilization for families trying to have babies.
For the second time, Republicans in the Senate blocked a bill to guarantee a woman's right to in vitro fertilization. Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no. He says the federal government shouldn't tell states what to do.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation, which I understand is the Democrats' partisan position, but it is contrary to the views of a great many Americans.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
It will be further proof they stand against the well-being of families.
In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris said Republicans in Congress have once again made clear they will not protect access to the fertility treatments many couples need to fulfill their dream of having a child. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And that's why what J.D. Vance said and what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said about, you know, Kamala Harris is, you know, is somehow less of a person or should be criticized because she doesn't have biological children. Stories like this remind you of how insane it is to make that argument. And in vitro fertilization, it shocked me when Donald Trump said that he was for the government covering the cost of that for a lot of American families. Conservatives on social media are spreading reports about a bomb being discovered near where Donald Trump held a rally last night, or where he will hold a rally tonight. This is set up for the rally tonight, and they say that they found a bomb nearby, but wait a minute, it's not true.
In New York, Nassau County officials say social media reports that explosives were found in a car near former President Donald Trump's Long Island rally being held Wednesday night are false. This comes just days after the second apparent assassination attempt on the Republican candidate for president. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says an individual not with law enforcement may have been training a bomb-detecting dog and prompted the false reports. Police say that individual, a civilian not working with the event, but with a bomb dog who called in the false report, was detained by police and questioned. Julie Walker, New York.
Not true. Watch for all of the times that the Trump campaign tries to play the victim card. Just pay attention to it. All right, in Congress, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is trying to avoid another government shutdown, trying to find the votes to pass a spending bill that includes a provision he says is necessary to keep illegal immigrants from voting.
If you have a small percentage of the millions and billions of illegals who came over the border in the last 4 years under Border Czar Kamala Harris's policies, they could throw an election. They could throw the majority of the House. It could affect a presidential race. It's very, very serious stuff. And that's why we're going to do the right thing. We're going to responsibly fund the government. And we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
Well, they already can't vote. So I don't know why this is a big deal. Illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote. So I don't know why this is a big deal. And when I hear somebody like Mike Johnson say Kamala Harris's policies, I remind you that Mike Pence didn't have policies. Vice presidents don't really have policies. Kamala Harris really didn't have policies. California Democrat Ted Lieu says House Republicans are wasting time trying to advance this doomed bill.
This CR is never going to pass the Senate, even if it passes the House. They should get serious and work with Democrats so we can fund government before the funding expires by the end of this month.
And Mike Johnson says it's too early to say how the vote's going to actually go, but he's not going to give up.
We'll see what happens with the bill, all right? We're on the field in the middle of the game. The quarterback's calling the play. We're going to run the play. I'm very confident. I know that all the Republicans believe in election security.
And California Democrat Pete Aguilar says that Mike Johnson needs to put aside the extreme demands and start working with the Democrats.
Speaker Johnson must reject the most extreme voices in his party and quickly move toward a Four Corners agreement so we can avoid a costly Republican-led shutdown. The American people want to see an end to the chaos and division.
If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, we're 45 days away from the election. And First Lady Melania Trump is talking about criticism that she posed nude. And a significant number of clients and art projects wanted her to pose nude or scantily clad. And she did when she was a model. She says she's feeling criticism now for her nude modeling. Again, I haven't heard any of this in the media. Have you? Is she making this up, or is there really criticism of her? I would have thought we would have heard about this because this is the kind of story I would have followed. She posted a video defending her nude modeling, and in the video, there's music in the background, and she said, "Why do I stand proudly behind my nude modeling work? The more pressing question is, why has the media chosen to scrutinize my celebration of the human forum in fashion photo shoot? And are we no longer able to appreciate the beauty of the human body? Throughout history, master artists have revered the human shape, evoking profound emotions and admiration. We should honor our bodies and embrace the timeless tradition of using art as a powerful means of self-expression." I totally agree with her. But how did we miss the criticism of this? If it's there, I haven't heard it. So I don't know whether this is just made up or if there really was criticism. But I do support Melania for posing nude in the past, and I support anybody who wants to pose nude. I don't think it's for kids. Obviously, kids shouldn't pose nude. Nobody should have nude stuff of kids. But if you're 18 years or older and you want to pose nude, what's wrong with that? And it's interesting because if Kamala Harris said the same thing, or if Nancy Pelosi said the same thing that Melania Trump said, there would be people who would be condemning those two people for posing nude. But because it's Donald Trump's wife, there are people who would otherwise criticize who are accepting it. Hypocrites. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the woman in America who considers herself to be a strong patriotic American. And because of the way she was born, she's unable to have children. It's a biological issue. She has no choice. She cannot have children. I'm not a woman, but having children is such an intrinsic aspect of being a woman that I can only imagine the impact that has on a woman. The idea that she cannot fulfill this function that every woman is supposed to fulfill, which is having children. Imagine how that woman feels when J.D. Vance says, you're really not a full American. You really don't have the same rights. You should not have the same rights as women who have children. Imagine how that woman feels when Sarah Huckabee Sanders brings up this issue again. It had kind of died out, but all of a sudden she brings it up as an issue again. That you're really not fully invested in America if you don't have children. I think that would be very hurtful. But there are people who celebrate hurting people as a way of getting somebody elected. And that shouldn't be. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm going to get to your calls, but Ian has got some text for us to... get to.
Here is a text that says, saying that someone is lesser than someone else because they don't have children is pretty whack.
I like that. However, when it comes to the presidency, in my personal unforced opinion, having children is important. Understanding what you are doing when you send people's kids off to war can really only be accomplished by having your own and having that perspective as a parent.
I understand the point that's being made, but I don't think it's fair to measure somebody's compassion, somebody's understanding of another person. You know, how many of you have never been in a serious car accident? But yet you could still have compassion for people who are seriously injured or killed in a car accident. There are people who maybe have never experienced something that do have the ability to empathize, to totally appreciate, understand something without having actually experienced it.
Yeah, empathy is a thing that's in pretty short supply in our country generally. I don't think it's... I take the texter's point, but I don't... Yeah. Just because somebody doesn't have kids doesn't mean they exist in a moral universe with no kids in it. You know, Kamala right. Harris has stepkids and nieces and nephews and friends that have kids. You know, so I think that she or any other commander-in-chief would be able to make the right decision about whether or not you're sending somebody's kids to war. Even though you don't have your own biological children, it doesn't mean you don't right. appreciate the value of other people's children.
Totally understand.
Here's a text that says, it's hard to believe that we are still fighting hate and racism in 2024. I remember how the hate speech was cranked up when Obama was in office. It is hard to believe how bad it will be when we elect the first female president and she's a person of color. I'm all for it. I can't put a sign in my yard out of fear of repercussions, but vote blue 2024. Love you guys. Keep up the good work.
If I had a house, I wouldn't put a sign in my yard.
Me either.
I wouldn't put a bumper sticker on my car.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't trust people. Although I the other day I saw a pickup truck. I saw a pickup truck that had a Harris Walls bumper sticker on it.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to do something kind of subversive or unexpected like yeah. that, you know, like a big pickup truck with a Harris or maybe like a, you know, a Prius or a Subaru or something that says like, I love Trump. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of a statement. But I don't know. The yard signs thing,
I wouldn't do it.
Like, what are we doing? Do you think that that's going to convince your neighbors to vote the way that you want them to vote for? Is it, it's just a statement for yourself, like a declaration that you're putting out on your lawn to say, this is the kind of person I am. This is the kind of candidate that I support. Why is that so important to you that you use a political yard sign to do that?
That's a good point. And I think it goes back to the idea that a lot of people don't really know who they are, and they define themselves only through their politics. That's their big thing. It's like there are a couple of callers to this show, and it seems like they're nothing without their political views, and their focus on politics is all they really have. I would never put a sign in my yard, and there's a reason why there are either curtains or there's a divider when it comes to voting. It's a private matter. You're supposed to be able to vote in private, but yet there are people who want to brag about who they're voting for. And this is America. You can do that if you want. But, man, especially today, I don't know. Why do you feel the need to, like, well, this is who I'm voting for, whether you like it or not? And that's the mentality.
Yeah, that's whack. Here's a text that says, I have been a liberal my entire life. I hate Donald Trump. He's a vile human being. I would have never imagined supporting him. But the last 4 years, the last decade really, have forced me to change my view. This election is not about the candidates. It's not about the next 4 years. It's much deeper than candidates or trivial policies. It's about the survival of the ideas of the Enlightenment. The postmodernist cannot take firm control of the world. If they do, I am certain we will see the end of Western civilization. And no, I don't mean white.
That is interesting. I never looked at either one of these candidates in relation to the term enlightenment.
Yeah, I had never really thought about that either. Like tyranny and, you know, standing in opposition to tyranny and organizing against tyranny and oppression and persecution, those are enlightenment ideals. So I don't know. I guess it's just not the kind of first thing I think about when I'm looking at my candidate. Like, you know, like, what would Leonardo da Vinci have done? I mean, it's just, okay, we're all here to do, I guess. Here's a text that says, guys, we have hours upon hours of Trump spewing explosive accusations on everyone who disagrees with him. He routinely states that Democrats and immigrants are destroying the country. He routinely calls Harris a fascist, a Marxist, a communist, even though he doesn't know what they mean. He's the one who started all this with the birther movement, and now the Democrats are the ones that have to tone down the rhetoric? Come on.
I agree with that, and that's why I brought that up. I raised the question, I mean, didn't Trump, haven't Republicans, and I know people have called this show, and they are saying that if Harris is elected, democracy will end. I mean, this is not something that is just my opinion. This is a fact, and if you listen to this show, I know you've heard it.
It is so rich seeing J.D. Vance and people on Fox News saying, oh, the Democrats have got to turn down the red. Democrats have been jumping up and down and screaming and waving their arms and pointing for almost 10 years at Donald Trump and saying that kind of rhetoric is not acceptable in this country. That's a genie you cannot put back in the bottle. It's toothpaste you cannot put back in the tube. Trump and the Republicans are taking us down a dangerous road with this stuff. Please stop doing that. Please don't elevate that person to a position of national importance. And here he is at the top of the ticket for the third cycle in a row. Whose fault is this?
All right, let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's go to James in New Orleans East. James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to our show.
Wow, man, I've been on hold 50 minutes. But look, what I want to say, if you give me the time.
Go ahead.
Man, I think Harris gonna win by a landslide. And Trump is a racist, man. He's been playing the race card all the way since Obama. He claimed the man wasn't born here and all his old foolishness. And I can't understand why black people would even support Trump, you know. And most smart white people not supporting him. You know, it's only the ones that the good old boys that want to support him because he keep on playing that racist stuff. I think talking about black Haitians eating dogs and animals, eating all kind of animals up there in Springfield, Ohio, where the mayor, the governor, and everybody else is a total lie. But people still believe this kind of foolishness. And who would want a guy that lie every time he opened his mouth to be the leader of the United States of America? I can't understand that at all.
Well, James,
and they got so many people that want to see this fool. I'm going to call him a fool. He's a fool in office. And, I mean, he's 78 years old. If he's elected, he's going to be 82 when he get out. He already lost his mind. He don't answer any questions anybody asks him. But, oh, yeah, the economy was great when he was in office. They don't know. Gas is right now cheaper than it's ever been, man. Everything is doing well. People are living good. And I just hope she beat him by a landslide.
Well, you know, I don't know, James, I'm glad you called. I don't know what's going to happen. Because I've said this recently, I don't know if the voters who are responding to the pollsters are being totally honest. Those who say they're voting for Trump, are they all really voting for Trump, or are they just part of a popular trend? Are those who say they're voting for Harris, are they really going to vote for Harris, or are they really going to vote for Trump and they just don't want to say it? I don't know the answer to that. Gas is not cheaper than it's ever been. We know that. Also, I don't know if Donald Trump is truly a racist. I can't prove that. He says things that make it seem as if he's a racist, but I don't know if he's a racist as much as he is an opportunist. As much as he is an opportunistic politician, because he's using the idea of racism to rally his followers. The problem is, those followers of Donald Trump, there are not enough of them to elect him. So Donald Trump should ease off of that stuff and invite new people in. And I don't see him doing that. And if he loses, it's going to be because all he did was pander to his base and didn't invite new people in. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 46% of Republicans will reject the results of the election if Trump doesn't win. These are indeed the days. And wow, we're not going to forget these days. Amazing times we're living in right now. I mean, this is something that your kids are going to tell their kids about because they experienced this. And even those who are not old enough to vote are aware of what's going on. And they're going to talk to their kids about this election year. And a lot of people are going to be voting for the very first time. And if young people voted in massive numbers, Kamala Harris would win the election. The problem is, young people don't vote in massive numbers. They could. They might. But historically, they don't. I'm Scoot on the air. And we'll be back on WWL. A really sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. It was on this day in 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his basement. Jimi Hendrix had apparently taken 9 pills of a barbiturate. He had alcohol in his system. It was a fatal overdose, and he died. And Jimi Hendrix was only 27 years old. Arguably the greatest guitar player ever. And it was so ironic that back in the 60s, when all the popular rockers were white, there were a lot of popular R&B artists, but all the popular rockers were white, Jimi Hendrix was African-American and really broke a mold. But I can tell you, as a member of that generation, nobody looked at Jimi Hendrix as a black guy. Man, we looked at him as a great guitarist, a good songwriter, but an amazing guitarist. And the baby boomer generation that is now the establishment today, the generation that is now in many ways fueling racism in America, they were very much against that many years ago. Let's go to Kathy in LaPlace. Kathy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Kathy.
Okay. Hey,
hi.
I wanted to make a statement about Steve Scalise yesterday. I want to ask Steve Scalise, why won't he tell Trump to stop with the rhetoric with the cats and the dogs, the people eating the cats and the dogs? Because Trump is still repeating this, and I don't know if y'all know this, but they had to shut the city of Ocean Springs down yesterday because they had so many bomb threats at the school, you know, in areas where there were migrants living. It's ridiculous. They had to shut the city down because Trump won't stop with the rhetoric.
Well, Steve Scalise, let me just mention why he won't say anything to Trump, because Steve Scalise and a lot of Republicans are afraid to say anything negative about Donald Trump. And that's the answer.
It's Donald Trump. People are trying to kill Donald Trump. Donald Trump is bringing this stuff on himself because of the things he says about people that are disabled. He says horrible things about the veterans. He says horrible things about African countries, about black people, about immigrants. And, you know, it's not Kamala causing people to want to shoot him. It's his mouth. He won't stop with the crazy rhetoric. And women in America are going to make him pay at the ballot, at the vote on voting. We're going to make him pay, because what he's saying now about women are not patriotic unless they have children, that is so ridiculous. That's the most insane thing. It's almost like Republicans are trying to save our democracy for us. Because at the rate they're going, they are going to lose. Because
Kathy,
people are not going to put up with this foolishness.
It's going to be interesting to see the impact of the vote of women voters because of abortion rights and other issues. And then now this business about if you don't have... I mean, even women with children can understand how wrong it is to say women without children are like not, you know, full Americans, or they're not entitled to be fully respected as Americans because they don't have kids. I mean, I'm using different phrasing, but that's essentially what they're saying. And even women with kids are rejecting this idea. From the North Shore, JR, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I told Ian on the phone, and this is in jest, but I want to talk about the world's most expensive grilled cheese.
The world's most expensive grilled cheese?
Okay. expensive grilled. We all like a good grilled cheese, you know. So let me tell you about this one. I spent almost three decades in law enforcement. I was assigned to numerous presidential details and high dignitary details. I want to give a shout out to Secret Service because I've worked with them for years and years. They do a phenomenal job. People don't realize the amount of planning and intricate detail that goes in these operations. You've got people doing advanced teams weeks ahead of time. But every now and then, some of these high-profile dignitaries get a whim to go play golf or go get a grilled cheese. So we were doing a production detail one time, and it was about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and I was with my Secret Service counterpart. And I didn't, you know, they don't have our radios. We don't go there. That's why you have us with them, so we can communicate. And he got a call that the protectee wanted grilled cheese. Now, he's not from here. And he turned to me and said, "Can you believe this?" I was like, "No, man." I said, "I'll go get him a grilled cheese." No, he wants to go out. So it took three unmarked cars, probably 10, 15 people, a counter sniper team. I mean, I just go on and on and on to drive down to a little hole-in-the-wall cafe, which is the only place that's open at the time of night, to get the man a grilled cheese.
Amazing.
It was amazing. I mean, you can't make this up. We were sort of laughing about it. I said, "God, that grilled cheese had to cost, you know, $10,000 at least." They said, "Probably more than that, you know?"
And nobody should be eating a grilled cheese late at night like that.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably do it too. So. but let me bring one more little point up, okay?
Okay.
From all the dignitaries and stuff that I've been part of, you know, throughout my career, I want to say this in this ring side. And one reason I'm an independent, and I could never vote for Trump for one reason. In my mind, I always picture the January 6th when I saw that police officer being squeezed by the crowd with that door, and it's in the agony. Okay. Yeah. Having to have a law enforcement background and other people and having lost a partner at one point in my career, you know, I could never do it. Could never do it. So say what you want, okay? They want to back the blue. I'm a member of FOP. And they actually, you know, they might have went for him, but I'm not. So, yeah. And last thing, well, that I want to put in place. I watched the Pence in January 16th, and I saw them. They did a phenomenal job getting me out of harm's way. But just think, the crowd was 20 feet away from him. And he had three or four Secret Service guys protecting him. They weren't going to give him to the crowd. You know how bad that could have ended?
Yeah.
Okay, these guys, the last resort is any kind of deadly force. But they're not going to turn him over, and they're not going to do hand-to-hand combat, just like the girl Bobbin who got shot or whatever her name was. You know? So, you know, if you don't think about that, how close that was to being one of the, you know, a real bloodbath,
yeah.
You know?
So no, JR, listen, I appreciate you sharing all of that with us, and thank you very much for your service. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Next hour, we'll talk about National Cheeseburger Day. That's today. And coming up, we'll talk about the best place to get a cheeseburger in New Orleans. But we've got a lot more to talk about as well. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuted on CBS. And, you know, I was watching this, and as somebody in radio, you know, the show was rather realistic in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a Herb Tarlick at every radio station. There's a Dr. Johnny Fever at every radio station. There's a Bailey. There's a Jennifer. There's a Les Nessman at every radio station. There's the big guy. There's a big guy at every radio station. The only thing that was amazing is how they managed to operate that station 24 hours with only two DJs, Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WFUL. We're going to remember Jimi Hendrix by playing a few more cuts from Jimi Hendrix in the next hour. This is the day in 1970 he died at the age of 27. Also, a number of Republicans say they will not accept the election results if Trump doesn't win, but a number of Democrats say they're not going to accept the results if Harris doesn't win. We'll talk about that. Also, Kamala Harris is dropping in support in terms of her favorability rating when it comes to independents. This is not good news for her. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, it's National Cheeseburger Day. Who has the best cheeseburger in New Orleans? We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air. This is WWL. A really sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. It was on this day in 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his basement. Jimi Hendrix had apparently taken 9 pills of a barbiturate. He had alcohol in his system. It was a fatal overdose, and he died. And Jimi Hendrix was only 27 years old. Arguably, the greatest guitar player ever. And it was so ironic that back in the 60s, when all the popular rockers were white, there were a lot of popular R&B artists, but all the popular rockers were white, Jimi Hendrix was African-American and really broke a mold. But I can tell you, as a member of that generation, nobody looked at Jimi Hendrix as a black guy. Man, we looked at him as a great guitarist, a good songwriter, but an amazing guitarist. And the baby boomer generation that is now the establishment today, the generation that is now in many ways fueling racism in America, they were very much against that many years ago. Let's go to Kathy in LaPlace. Kathy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Kathy.
Okay. Hey.
Hi.
I wanted to make a statement about Steve Scalise yesterday. I want to ask Steve Scalise, why won't he tell Trump to stop with the rhetoric with the cats and the dogs, the people eating the cats and the dogs? Because Trump is still repeating this. And I don't know if y'all know this, but they had to shut the city of Ocean Springs down yesterday because they had so many bomb threats at the school, you know, in areas where there were migrants living. It's ridiculous. They had to shut the city down because Trump won't stop with the rhetoric.
Well, Steve Scalise, let me just mention why he won't say anything to Trump, because Steve Scalise and a lot of Republicans are afraid to say anything negative about Donald Trump. And that's the answer.
It's Donald Trump. People are trying to kill Donald Trump. Donald Trump is bringing this stuff on himself because of the things he says about people that are disabled. He says horrible things about the veterans. He says horrible things about African countries, about black people, about immigrants. And, you know, it's not Kamala causing people to want to shoot him. It's his mouth. He won't stop with the crazy rhetoric. And women in America are going to make him pay at the ballot, at the vote on voting. We're going to make him pay because what he's saying now about women are not patriotic unless they have children, that is so ridiculous. That's the most insane thing. It's almost like Republicans are trying to save our democracy for us. Because at the rate they're going, they are going to lose. Because
Kathy,
people are not going to put up with this foolishness.
It's going to be interesting to see the impact of the vote of women voters because of abortion rights and other issues. And then now this business about if you don't have... I mean, even women with children can understand how wrong it is to say women without children are like not, you know, full Americans, or they're not entitled to be fully respected as Americans because they don't have kids. I mean, I'm using different phrasing, but that's essentially what they're saying. And even women with kids are rejecting this idea. From the North Shore, JR, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I told Ian on the phone, and this is in jest, but I want to talk about the world's most expensive grilled cheese.
The world's
and
most
the
expensive grilled
up,
cheese? Okay.
Expensive grilled. We all like a good grilled cheese, you know. So let me tell you about this one. I spent over almost three decades in law enforcement. I was assigned to numerous presidential details and high dignitary details. I want to give a shout out to Secret Service because I've worked with them for years and years. They do a phenomenal job. People don't realize the amount of planning and intricate detail that goes in these operations. You've got people doing advanced teams weeks ahead of time, but every now and then, some of these high-profile dignitaries get a whim to go play golf or go get a grilled cheese. So we were doing a production detail one time, and it was about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and I was with my Secret Service counterpart, and I didn't, you know, they don't have our radios, we don't go there, that's why you have us with them, so we can communicate. And he got a call that the protectee wanted a grilled cheese. Now, he's not from here, and he turned to me and said, can you believe this? I was like, no, man. I said, I'll go get him a grilled cheese. No, he wants to go out. So it took three unmarked cars, probably 10, 15 people, a counter sniper team, I mean, I just go on and on and on to drive down to a little hole-in-the-wall cafe, which is the only place that's open at the time of night, to get the man a grilled cheese.
Amazing.
It was amazing. I mean, you can't make this up. We were sort of laughing about it. I said, God, that grilled cheese had to cost, $10,000 at least. They said probably more than that,
And nobody should be eating a grilled cheese late at night like that.
I probably do it too. So. but let me bring one more little point up, okay?
Okay.
From all the dignitaries and stuff that I've been part of, throughout my career, I want to say this in the ring side. And one reason I'm an independent, and I can never vote for Trump for one reason. In my mind, I always picture the January 6th when I saw that police officer being squeezed by the crowd with that door, and it's in the agony. Okay. Mm-hmm. Having to have a law enforcement background and other people and having lost a partner at one point in my career, could never do it. Could never do it. So say what you want, okay? They want it back to blue. I'm a member of FOP. And they actually, they might have went for him, but I'm not. So, yeah. And last thing that I want to put in place. I watched the Pence and January 6th thing. And I saw them. They did a phenomenal job getting me out of harm's way. But just think, the crowd was 20 feet away from him, and he had three or four Secret Service guys protecting him. They weren't going to give him to the crowd. You know how bad that could have ended?
Yeah.
Okay, these guys, the last resort is any kind of deadly force. But they're not going to turn him over, and they're not going to do hand-to-hand combat, just like the girl Bobbitt who got shot or whatever name was. So, if you don't think about that, how close that was to being one of the, a real bloodbath, So,
JR, listen, I appreciate you sharing all of that with us, and thank you very much for your service. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. Next hour, we'll talk about National Cheeseburger Day. That's today. And coming up, we'll talk about the best place to get a cheeseburger in New Orleans. But we've got a lot more to talk about as well. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuted on CBS. And, I was watching this, and as somebody in radio, the show was rather realistic in a lot of ways. I mean, there's a Herb Tarlick at every radio station. There's a Dr. Johnny Fever at every radio station. There's a Bailey. There's a Jennifer. There's a Les Nessman at every radio station. There's the big guy. There's a big guy at every radio station. The only thing that was amazing is how they managed to operate that station 24 hours with only two DJs, Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. We're going to remember Jimi Hendrix by playing a few more cuts from Jimi Hendrix in the next hour. This is the day in 1970 he died at the age of 27. Also, a number of Republicans say they will not accept the election results if Trump doesn't win, but a number of Democrats say they're not going to accept the results if Harris doesn't win. We'll talk about that also. Kamala Harris is dropping in support in terms of her favorability rating when it comes to independents. This is not good news for her. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, it's National Cheeseburger Day. Who has the best cheeseburger in New Orleans? We'll talk about that coming up. I'm Scoot on the Air. This is WWL.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Noor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Noor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Noor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.